AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. presented Iran with a 15-point plan to pause the fighting. Iran rejected it and presented its own proposal.
An
Iranian news anchor said they include the cessation of aggression and assassinations, the establishment of objective conditions to prevent the recurrence of war, the payment of damages and war reparations, and the end of the war on all fronts concerning all resistance groups. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says the Israel-U.S. war in Iran has broken past the limits.
Even leaders thought unimaginable. The world is staring down the barrel of a wider war, a rising tide of human suffering, and a deeper global economic shock. This has gone too far.
Guterres says it's time to start climbing the diplomatic ladder. The acting TSA leader is laying out the challenges caused by the Homeland Security shutdown. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Ha McNeil says unpaid TSA workers are just trying to make ends meet.
Some are sleeping in their cars, selling their blood and plasma.
And some major airports have seen 40 to 50% of TSA staffers staying home.
Because they simply cannot afford to report to work.
In turn,
this has led to the highest wait times in TSA history, with some wait times greater than 4.5 hours.
McNeil says there's been a 500% jump in assaults on TSA officers since the shutdown began, and she's urging Congress to act. But the Senate's struggling to reach a deal to fund most of DHS without more money for President Trump's mass deportation agenda. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney says the Air Canada CEO's English-only message of condolence after Sunday's deadly crash in New York showed a lack of compassion and judgment. One of the two pilots killed was a French-speaking Quebecer. This is AP News. There is new leadership at the BBC.
Former Google executive Matt Britton will be the new director general of the BBC, the broadcaster has announced, taking the helm as the UK's national broadcaster faces an uncertain future and a $10 billion lawsuit from President Donald Trump. Britton, who's 57, spent almost two decades at Google, becoming the company's president in Europe, the Middle East and Africa. He does not have a background in broadcasting. He has said the 104-year-old BBC is an extraordinary, uniquely British asset. Britton will start the job on May 18. He replaces Tim Davey, who resigned in November over criticism of how the broadcaster edited a speech Trump made on January 6, 2021, before some of the president's supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol building. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Michaela Schifrin won a record-tying sixth women's overall World Cup skiing title in Norway. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.